and of course, Donald Trump himself and the dangers that he presents in this next term.
A new law enforcement bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security obtained by CBS News warns that claims of election fraud are likely to drive violence before and after Election Day. Trump ally Steve Bannon was released from prison this morning. He served 4 months for defying a congressional subpoena in the investigation into the Capitol attack. From Florida today, the story of a woman who knew what to do when she was in trouble.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
I would like to order a pizza.
That was the 911 call in Volusia County in Florida.
Are you aware you're calling 911?
Yes, I'm sure I'm calling to that number.
Dispatchers quickly realized the woman was in trouble.
I'm stuck in here and won't take me back home.
She was with a man who would not let her leave.
Do you have any weapons?
No.
Sheriff Mike Chitwood said they kept her on the line until they were able to track her phone.
Deputies got out on foot and began to search.
She was in a field. The man was on top of her.
Get off her now.
Help me.
The 27-year-old man who was in the country illegally was arrested.
We're here. Just catch your breath.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
A new report from a consumer watchdog group says many phone companies are not doing enough to protect us from robocalls and texts. CBS's Nancy Chen.
Nearly 4,000 phone companies have installed anti-robocall technology in the last 3 years, but the report says only 47% have fully completed those measures. Now, we reached out to the FCC, which says it's incorrect to state most providers are not complying. Many are asking for extensions, and some say they're unable to apply the blocking technology in rural areas with older infrastructure.
A federal judge has extended an order to block the head of Florida's health department from threatening TV stations that air commercials in support of an abortion rights measure on next week's ballot. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 59 points. The S&P is up 11. NASDAQ up 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. There he met with former Republican Mayor Sean Riley, who's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Racine County will have more voting later in November. A primary is on November 21st for the county executive position. Four candidates are running. The two leading candidates will face off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man was critically injured in a shooting on Wolf Street near Main in Racine early Sunday. Police have identified a person of interest in the case. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And Red Apple Elementary in Racine is set to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school, opening in about a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming it after Dr. Laurel Clark, a NASA astronaut from Racine. They're seeking community input on the change. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers. And the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like. And then at moments of the last two games, you see when we do what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just got to stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
If he can go, he'll go. We'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sound of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN Local News. Timeless hissing a button that didn't work. I don't know what happened, but luckily I had the mic off. It could have been even worse than it was now. So it's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story on WRJN to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. And you can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's and
the story. Dr. Harris stood in the darkened doorway of the farmer's barn, silent and staring. As his eyes adjusted, the shadows parted like curtains, revealing the shapes and the dimensions behind them. There was something curious here, something anomalous to an English village on the outskirts of London. Whatever was out of place, Harris decided, had little to do with the age of the ancient structure. For if one had stood in that very doorway nearly three centuries previous, that is to say, when the barn was new, one might still have felt uneasy, as though the observer were suddenly far from the quaint Quaker settlement of Buckinghamshire, as though one were, well, nowhere near anything at all. And then Harris looked up at the beams supporting the barn roof, and as he kept looking up, he realized that his head was tilting to one side, tilting more and more, as though the subconscious were struggling to envision the beams upside down. And all at once it struck him. Why, the old barn midst the trees near the village of Jordans was not exactly a barn at all, not exclusively anyway. It was instead a ship, an old sailing ship whose materials had been reconfigured and reassembled to build a barn. There was no question about it, for clearly the roof beams were in the shape of a ship's keel, and on one of those beams, well, now I'm getting ahead of the rest of the story. The discovery by Dr. Harris, at least superficially, is not at all surprising, since the best wood for construction was reserved for the Royal Navy. English farmers wishing to build their barns out of sturdy seasoned oak would often buy sailing vessels that were about to be scrapped, and that precisely is what a Buckinghamshire farmer named William Russell did to procure wood for his barn in Jordans. He was obviously correct regarding the quality of the lumber, for there the barn had stood for almost 300 years before Dr. Harris first laid eyes on it. Now, Rendell Harris was a scholar, and so from markings on the barn timbers, he sought to identify the original vessel from which the timbers had been scavenged. On a beam taken from the ship's stern, Harris found the letters H-A-R. That would be Harwich, he told himself, the name of the ship's home port, Harwich. He opened the port books, seeking a ship's name that would coincide with other letters emblazoned on the same timber, and there it was. A cargo ship that had carried freight between England and France for many years before being declared in ruins and appraised and sold. And yet it was a side trip, taken 3 years before she was scrapped. It was that side trip that makes the vessel worth remembering. You may doubt if you wish, and others have, the research of Dr. Rendell Harris, completed in the second decade of this century. But before you dismiss it, consider this piece of evidence. A fractured crossbeam, still in the roof of the old barn, just like the one described in the ship's own log, a beam that split during a storm at sea in 1620. A telltale timber from a watertight time machine, linking England's past to our future, for that barn was built from the lumber of the Mayflower. And now you know the rest of the story.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
And we rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city.
rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Sarah rolling.
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 Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Timeless hits.
Hits right here at WRJN. Tell a friend about the Beach Boys and the Beatles and the Champs with tequila, especially tequila. It's what's for dinner. Congratulations to Jeff Grody from Milwaukee. Listening online, I might add, WRJN.com. For the next couple hours anyway, click on my picture. You can listen to the station online wherever you are, or 1400 AM or 99.9 Racine or 98.1 Kenosha. And another good reason why I'm giving you our signals is because then you can listen to Badger basketball tomorrow night, UW River Falls at Wisconsin, 6 p.m., and we'll have the game right here on WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
We'll be right back.
time.
Tequila!
That's right. What's for dinner tonight? You betcha. That's the Jams, by the way. You're listening to WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and Three Dog Night.
Want some whiskey and you want a sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. From the smell of stale perfume, and that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare you half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
never tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Get in the Union Gap band right there. As a kid, I never knew that was the name of the title. Lady Willpower. Yeah, I guess Lady was her first name. Willpower was the last name. I never knew anybody called Lady unless it was my dog. Woof, woof. All right. I'm Cindy. Great to be here. Oh, boy, joy. Actually, I wish I could take this show outside because it is unreal right now. It's so beautiful out there, which seems almost soon to be talking about football then, right? Packer football continuing on WRJN. This Sunday's game is going to be against the Lions with pregame at 1, kickoff at 3:25. And Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. It is the perfect place to mull, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store and corner house on the lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And then Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. That's right. They bring you Packer football right here on WRJN as we join the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Once you're done voting in Racine County, you get to do it again. In less than a month, there will be a primary in the contest to be the next county executive. Four candidates have officially entered, with the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected death. The primary ballot features County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The primary is November 21st, with the two leading candidates facing off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man is in critical condition following a shooting in Racine early Sunday morning. Police were called to the report of a shooting on Wolf Street near Main. The victim was taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee. Investigators say they've talked to witnesses and a 21-year-old person of interest has been identified. The Racine County DA's office says they're reviewing potential charges. Racine Unified wants your thoughts on renaming a school. A new chapter is starting for Red Apple Elementary as it prepares to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school. It's scheduled to open in just over a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming the school after Dr. Laurel Clark, a Racine native and astronaut who lost her life in the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy. Community members are being invited to share their thoughts on the potential name change through a link on the Racine Unified website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN with Melvin, which should be the national anthem of this election. Brothers, sisters, let's just try a little kindness. Come on.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street. Down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
News and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. Something by the Beatles. Great tune. You know what else I was thinking? And I almost played it today for our Artist of Record contest. And it was Dusty Springfield's version of The Look of Love. Because it is just so timeless. And it's just such a romantic song. And I think I'm going to play that before the end of the hour for it. It's just a great song to have, especially if you're doing something special on October 31st, and you just can't hear Monster Mash one more time, where you'll go, you know what would be a great song to play? Dusty Springfield, The Look of Love. Well, anyway, I've got that coming up for you. But I also wanted to mention that as far as trick-or-treat hours on October 31st, yeah, you know, Thursday night, the night after, it's going to be nice and warm. Well, actually, tomorrow's going to be stormy, I guess, tomorrow night. But on a cold night, we have to worry about a hurricane. We're going to have trick-or-treat times. And what are they? Rather than just read them off to you, we've got it all on our Facebook page on WRJN. Check it out, all the trick-or-treat times for this area here this Thursday night on Halloween.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313. Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJ. And now a bonus, Dusty Springfield. You know, for Halloween night when Monster Mash just doesn't cut it anymore for true love.
The look of love is in your eyes. A look, your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look the time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't ever go.
Spoken, we listen. Local news and timeless. It's right here at WRJ. And coming up, we've got Stuart J. Waddles with local news, CBS National News. We've even got Mike Clemens and sports and weather. By the way, it's 79 degrees right now and windy. Here's Jackie Wilson.
Your love.